Ah, Ireland, the Emerald Isle, the greenest, greatest and drunkest country on the planet. And sure, only a stone's throw away from London, where you can pop into Buckingham Palace, have tea and crumpets with the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, get completely lost on the underground and pay ludicrous amounts of money in rent before hopping on the Hogwarts Express to Scotland, where you can have a few swallies at the garage and get used to the banter. Get yourself kitted out in a kilt before doing the Highland Fling, and then walk 500 miles south to Newcastle Pet and treat yourself to a night in the toon. Take the metro to Biter Grove and say why aye to Ant and Dec before pegging it down to Vodka Revolution in Sheffield. Take in some retail therapy in Meadow Hall. Have a beer at a Greasy Spoon and jump on Megabus to Liverpool all night. Have a quiet stroll around Brookside and sing a song with Sir Paul McCartney before taking the ferry across the Mersey to beautiful Dorset and sow some wild oats on your combine harvester before trekking all the way up to Essex, mate, and be like, oh my God, did you see what she was wearing? I was like, no, not in a million years. You're nasty. Please leave me alone. And fly Qantas down under all the way to Sydney, mate. Work on your tan, maybe grab a few waves, open a tinny and say, look at me, look at me, look at me, please, before you find yourself waking up in LA. Buy, sell, buy, sell. Have your imperfections perfected with a little nip here and a little tuck there. That pearly white Hollywood smile, that tight toned beach bod, or that ass implant you always wanted. Live the American dream before chowing down on a slice of pepperoni pizza and a cup of Joe's coffee in the Big Apple. Ride the subway or take a horse and carriage ride around Central Park before saying, see you later, alligator, to the Statue of Liberty. And before you know it, you end up right back where you started, in mythical, mystical Ireland, with a pint of Guinness in your hand. Ah, Ireland. Home sweet home.